I was warming my hands by the fire when two young ladies in their 20s came in, carrying candles. The first was tall with dark hair, dark eyes, and a large, pale forehead. "This child is very young to be sent on such a long journey on her own," she said, putting her candle down on a table. "She had better go to bed soon. She looks tired." "Are you tired?" she asked, putting her hand on my shoulder. "A little, Mum," I answered. "And hungry too, no doubt. Is this the first time you have left your parents to come to school, little girl?" I explained that my parents were dead. She asked me how old I was and whether I could read, write or sew. She touched my cheek gently with her finger and said she was called Miss Temple and hoped I would be a good girl. Then she sent me off with the other lady, a Miss Miller. Miss Miller took me through empty rooms and corridors until I began to hear a low humming noise. We entered a long room lit by a few candles. Sitting on benches around two great tables were a large number of girls, aged from 9 or 10 to 20. I saw that all were dressed in the same old-fashioned brown dresses with white pinafores. The humming was the sound of the girls whispering as they read through their lessons. Miss Miller sat me down near the door, then walked up to the top of the room and cried out, "Monitors, collect the books and get the supper trays." Several girls went out and returned with trays. The girls shared what was on each tray, drinking water from the same cup and eating small pieces of oat cake. The next morning, a bell woke us up before dawn. I dressed as quickly as I could, though I was shivering, and waited to share the basin of water in the middle of the room we had for washing. Once ready, we went down to the schoolroom, where we said morning prayers.